So God has shared with us an amazing story. So we are doing our due diligence in going through God's great story, the Bible, right? The amazing thing is that when we do that, when we just are, in a sense, faithful to open up God's word, it's amazing how he is still like speaking to us. And as we are studying from Genesis, God, he continues to be faithful to his people. He continues to be faithful with the promises that he made to Abraham and his descendants, the descendants of Abraham. And it is important for us to remember that by faith, we are all children of God and children of Abraham. And that's what Galatians, if you go to Galatians 3, that's what we read. It's amazing. It says, the real children of Abraham then are those who had put their faith in God. What's more, the scripture looked forward to this time when God would make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed his good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. And this is amazing how we are linked to Abraham, the father of faith, as we put our faith in Jesus Christ. So we are part of those descendants, and God, he will still be faithful to his people, faithful to his promise, just as we will see today. And we are today in the book of Joshua. Who loves the book of Joshua? Any book of Joshua lover here? There are some good things in the book of Joshua. And here's a great summary here that I would like to. I love the Bible Project. I use the last time I shared with you. And once again, because I cannot do a summary so good as they do it, I would like to play this quick video of summary of the book of Joshua. And then I'm going to come up here and just talk about some of my favorite parts in the book of Joshua. Is that okay? Is that good? But, you know, if you leave here without, like, you have a good summary of the book of Joshua right now. Let's play the Bible Project. All right, that's a good summary right there. And that leaves me free to share my favorite things in the book of Joshua. Is that okay? All right, now that you know all about the book of Joshua. Again, there is so much that we could stop and talk about in this book. But I would like to talk about something that it was very personal to me. And this story goes back to when, you know, Rachel and I, we had just graduated from Bible College in Maryland Bible College and Seminary in Baltimore. And we went back to Brazil. And it had to do with the passing of the baton from Mark and Paula, who today are my in-laws. But they planted the church in Brazil, in my hometown, where I started attending when I was 17 years old and became very good friends with Mark. And he really was like a father in the faith to me. And there we were, you know, Rachel and I, this young couple. We were married for 5 years. And again, we had just graduated, and our plans were to go back to Brazil and maybe put together a team and then go to the south of Brazil and maybe start another church in the south of Brazil. That was our plans. But God had different plan, and he had his own plan, and we had no idea what he had in store. Just after being in Brazil for, I don't know, maybe 6 months, Mark and Paulo wanted to meet with us, and we met with them, and they share with us how God was bringing them back, you know, after 20 years in Brazil, bringing them back, you know, to the USA. And the craziest part of that was that they thought that me and Rachel, this young couple that just graduated from Bible College, I had just got ordained as well, and they thought would be a good idea for us to continue the work that they started and did so faithfully in Brazil, which was like, ooh, you know. But they talked to us and the leaders in the Church of Brazil as well. They really thought that we could do it. So Rachel and I, we pray about it, and we sought after the Lord. Actually, you know, in my natural, I wanted to just like run from that plan altogether. Would be so much easier to start a Bible study very little in the south of Brazil and, you know, start something very little than taking a church that was established for like 20 years already. So God gave us time to pray and seek after Him. And one of the passages that God took me was right here to the book of Joshua. And that's why the book of Joshua, it's so dear to my heart, because He took me to chapter 1 of the book of Joshua. And I would like to read these verses to you and some of the things that God used to encourage me, who was in front of like a big decision, you know, for our lives. And God gave us encouragement through this book of Joshua. And here is Joshua 1. And we're going to read just a few verses here, but it goes like this. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised to Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, and all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So be strong and courageous, because God will lead this people to inherit it. Because you will lead this people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosper and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan River to go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is given to you. So, really powerful, you know, first chapter here in the book of Joshua. And the first thing that God told Joshua was like, Moses, your great leader, he is dead. Right? What a good way to start, like with Joshua. You know, Moses is dead. And I could like, you know, identify a little bit with the transition that we were going in Brazil, because, you know, it's not that Mark and Paula were dead, but God was taking, you know, the leader that was leading our church in Brazil for 20 years. So he was not dead, but God was moving him somewhere else. But it makes us think in our own lives, you know, when our Moses is dead, or when God is on the move with his leaders, and you lose your favorite coach, You lose your favorite mentor. You lose someone that was so dear in your life. You know, it could be like a boss. It could be a coach, a friend. It could be a father, a mother. You know, a leader figure in your life. And you hear like, you know, Moses is dead. You know, or this person, it's going away. Or circumstances are changing and it seems that you're going to be in your own from now on. So what to do in our lives when our Moses is dead? Well, God will still be faithful. God will raise, you know, Joshua's as he did here. God will do, you know, what need to be done so that the commitment that he has to himself and his promises and what he said will be fulfilled. That doesn't, you know, get God by surprise. So, you know, for me and Rachel and the church in Brazil, you know, Paula and Mark living Brazil was a surprise for all of us, but it was not a surprise to God. God knew what was going on, and God would have the provision. But for me specifically, you know, thinking about like, what, I'm going to be like the pastor of this church? You know, the promise that God gave Joshua here really resonated with me when he said, you know, in verse 5, for example, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And sometimes in our own lives, you know, when God takes someone that we really love, his promises remain. As I was with them, I will be with you. And then the challenge and the encouragement, you know, verse 6, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people. You will go on with the plan that I have for your life. This is not the end. It's not over. You know, I'm still God. I'm still sitting in the throne, and I have still the whole world in the palm of my hand. Just be courageous. Be strong and courageous. In this case here, you know, with Joshua, you will, and I'm going to strengthen you to lead these people. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law that my servant, and here I put here, you know, for us in Brazil, you know, that my servant Mark gave it to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. And then keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. So that promise that I was just reading really like sealed things in my heart. It really, really like encouraged me and Rachel that we were not going to be alone. You know, we had the amazing people in our church in Brazil, but we have God on our side. We have him with us. I love this verse in Psalms 125, verse 2. It says that the Lord surrounds his people from this forth and forevermore. God is all around us. You know, I knew for myself that, you know, God was going to be with me. And he was behind, he was going to go before me. He was going to be behind me, on my side, underneath me, on the top of me. God would protect us and God would guide and lead us so that we could guide and lead in the next step that we had in front of us in Brazil. And believe me or not, you know, after Rachel and us praying and reading this together, I remember sharing with her, and we were excited, and we decided, you know, and this is kind of crazy, we decided that we were going to believe that, and we were going to jump in that journey that God was presenting to us. not because of us being able, but because of God being faithful. And God remains faithful in our lives. You know, we pastored that church in Brazil for the next like 10 years. We pastored the church in Brazil. And we kept the vision that we had for South America, plant churches in South America, and also plant churches in the other states of Brazil. And because God was with us, we could be strong. We could be courageous. We could not be afraid. And we were afraid, and we were discouraged from time to time. But God kept bringing us back to His promise. God kept bringing us back to Himself. God kept bringing us back to His Word. I love Romans 8:31. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Even today, for you, sitting where you're sitting and handling the things that you are handling, I want to say to you, God is for you. And who can take Him out of that position as God? Not your problems, not your falling short in things that you knew that you probably, you know, should do better. God is God. He will be faithful. I love this other verse in Philippians 1:6, it says that Paul said, you know, I am convinced, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue it too. He will perfect and he will complete until the day of Jesus Christ, or the day of his return, the Amplified Bible said. So God, who is start a beautiful work in your life, in my life, He promises us, I'm going to complete. I'm going to perfect. I'm going to be with you until that day that I see you face to face. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Trust me. Keep on trusting me. I am for you. Who can be against you? That is our God. And one of the things that really like reinforced and encouraged me, you know, in the book of Joshua, verse 8, it says like, Joshua, I want you to do this one thing. I want you to keep this book of the law, and we have the whole book, the Bible. I want you to keep this word close to your lips, into your heart, in your mind. I want you to be careful to do everything written in it, and that will be your recipe for prosperity and your recipe for success. And folks, you know, it's amazing how this was the word that God gave to us as we were receiving the baton from, you know, this experienced missionary that was returning from the mission field. I want you to meditate. I want you to keep my word in your heart. And you will see what I'm going to do. You will see me going before you and doing the things that I proposed that I was going to do. So here in the book of Joshua, you know, God told Joshua, go and embrace something that I already planned to give it to you, which is the land. I already, you know, planned that. And that's what God does for us too. God has, you know, already plans that He knows for your life and my life. And all that He's calling us, it's to keep on walking by faith, trusting Him with His word close to our hearts, close to our mind, knowing that He will be faithful to what He already promised. What God has already promised to you. What are the promises that He has given you? All that He wants is for you to hold on to those promises. Like He is a good God, we sing today. He is faithful. He will be faithful. It's amazing what God can do when we simply become bookkeepers. And I'm not talking about the financial bookkeepers. Bookkeepers, people of the book, people that will, you know, not only keep, but they will practice what is written in this book. See, that takes away all the complication, because that puts God going before us as he wants to go before us. You don't have to figure it out many of the times, because your God, your Heavenly Father, he has already figured things out. And who better than him to figure things out? And just like God commanded Moses, and Moses commanded Joshua, you know, and God commanded us. Verse 9 says, you know, have not I commanded you? And today, this is a good challenge for all of us, right? God has commanded all of us. Maybe the commandment, it's like, you know, I just want you to keep loving on your wife. I just want you to keep loving on your husband. I just don't want you to keep going forward, you know, with this job that I place in your hand. I just want you to, you know, going forward with this challenge that I'm placing before you right now. I have commanded you. You can be strong and courageous, not because of yourself, but because I am with you. And I'm going to guide you through my word. We know this Psalms, and it's dear to our hearts, but it's so, so true. Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So as for me, as a young leader at that time, God, he had the blueprint. I didn't have to go into my office with the leaders and create, you know, the blueprint for like church and church development and growth. You know, God had already created the blueprint. And it's the same blueprint that me and you have for life. It's all in here, in the letter of love that he left us. And he is asking us, meditate on it. Keep it right here in your heart. Keep it on your lips. Confess my word. Confess my word. See, every time we read God's word, we are adding that to our hearts and in our minds. And we meditate, right? And then it comes from our lips as well. The same thing that God says, you know, we say it. And God does wonderful things with God's word in us. And he has committed himself to his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will remain forever and ever, amen. So Joshua, that's all that he did. That's all that he did. He placed God's word right in front of him. He got the blueprint, you know, he didn't have the whole Bible. He got the blueprint and he went with it. And folks, I believe it is the same for all of us. God has given us a blueprint. He has made promises to us that he confirmed those promises in the person of Jesus Christ, who came and died on the cross of Calvary and resurrected on the third day. And he's well and alive and strong and sitting at the right hand of God to complete what he started, not only on planet Earth, but in your own life and my life. And today, you know, I don't know what's the challenge in front of you. Maybe the challenge, you know, I don't know, the Jordan that you have to cross. It might be like, you know, huge. It might be like almost impossible. It might be like so difficult what you are facing. And maybe that is so, so true for you, but not for the one that called you, for the mighty one, for the all-knowing one, for the one that set this amazing planet in orbit and the stars and all the other planets. He is our God. He is the one who created us. Jesus is the one who saved us. And we are following after him. See, one thing that I learned very quickly in my walk of faith is that good followers like Joshua, who followed Moses very faithfully, became a good leader. But he was a follower first. It's amazing how good followers, God can use them as good leaders. But see, it doesn't matter in which area you are leading. We are still like followers. And we are following our God and King Jesus Christ. And he promised to us that he will remain faithful. And our part is to trust him. He is with us. He has given us his word. And his word will do the thing. I'm telling you. Sometimes, you know, I am the one that complicated. But when I go to God and I open his book and I open God's word, you know, he gives me promises. He discomplicates things and make things that seems impossible possible. That is our God. We can be strong and courageous in him because he has committed himself to his people, you and me. He has given us beautiful promises, and he will fulfill each one of them. And we can just like rest and rely on the fact that he is a good, good God. And he got you. And he got me. And he will be faithful to take us to the promised land that he has in store for each one of us. And meanwhile, we just keep going back to him. Trust him. Keeping this book close to our hearts and mind. Mixing faith with everything that we read. Yes, maybe some people is going to make fun of you. What? Your blueprint is the Bible? Yes, yes, yes it is. That's our blueprint for life. In future. But there will be one day, and we will see that, you know, heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will remain forever and ever. Amen. And that is very good news for us this morning, this Sunday. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you so much for the book of Joshua. We thank you so much for the whole Bible. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us all your amazing and special promises. And Father, you gave us also the gift of faith that we can believe, we can have an expectation and hope in you. So, Lord, you know each one of us here today. You know how we came in here today. You know the challenge, the giants and the Jordans in front of us and the Jerichos and the enemies that we have. But Father, haven't you commanded us to keep on going? Yes, you have. And we can, by faith, by relying in you, do some crazy thing like Joshua did, like Abraham did, like Moses did, like Rahab did, like Peter did, like John did, like many before us did. They believed you by faith. and they follow hard after you. Father, please help us today to believe you by faith. And with everything that you have put in us, to follow hard after you, knowing that you have the best in store for all of us. Father, I do pray that you bless each one of us here today with your word, that your word would be, as we just read, a lamp to guide our feet, to give us direction, to give us wisdom, to walk us through life. Guide us through your word. Guide us through your Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, to the encouragement that we receive from each other. Lord, make those things that maybe we came here today thinking was like impossible, absolutely impossible. Make those things really, really small in front of a big God who loves us and have committed himself to us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.